from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. And brought to you by the Tour Championship. Get your tickets today at tourchampionship.com. We'll be out there next week.
Yeah, man.
Thursday and Friday. Hey, what's going on, B.A.? How are you?
What up, B.?
I am great. It's great to be with you guys. Looking forward to the start of the football season. And I know it's getting close, both college, NFL, and everything else in between.
I know it's week zero, and I know Georgia Tech is playing. But do you, like, you know, can you put that aside and consider this the first game week of the season, or are you waiting for that for next week?
No, I mean, obviously not the same level of energy for, you know, this as when real football starts the following Saturday. But honestly, I am pretty excited about it. And I tell you what's been weird, you know, hearing from the people who are, like, watching and listening to my show on a regular basis, which are obviously, you know, hardcore Georgia fans. It's almost like a lot of these Georgia fans have more energy about Florida State in this game and a little bit of, I guess, bad attitude about them because of the way they, you know, complained before the Orange Bowl, whined after the Orange Bowl. It's kind of weird how many Georgia fans have a little bit more energy about Florida State right now than Georgia Tech, who honestly is an improved team under Brent Key. But it seems like the Georgia fans I've talked to, at least, have a little bit more orneriness, if you want to use an old-timey word, about, you know, Florida State in this game more so than their traditional rival, Georgia Tech, for whatever it's worth.
So you think they're rooting for Tech to win?
I don't think that necessarily, but there's definitely just been, you know how Georgia fans are, kind of spiteful and sort of petty or whatever else. There's been some of that, and I'm right there in the middle of all of that, of course.
Yes.
There's been some of that around Florida State, I'd say more so than Georgia Tech.
Wow. That's very, very interesting.
I mean, I get it. Most recent. Yeah.
All that stuff.
Beat Tech however many times in a row.
But, yeah, that's true, too. Okay, you got me.
Yeah. I like it. Recency and pettiness are friends.
Yeah.
You know?
That, I mean, as a sports fan, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, B.A., but we are a little bit over a week before Georgia goes and tees it off here in Atlanta against Clemson. And you're hearing certain things coming out, a couple suspension. I mean, I'm not saying suspension. Cases being resolved. I saw that Rodriguez is going to be out with the turf toe. What else are you hearing as far as getting closer to this game that we might not know about?
Well, the Roderick Robinson thing is obviously a really big deal because that's a guy who, going back to spring practice, is earning a lot of buzz and sort of seemed to, over the course of this calendar year, kind of establish himself as somebody that you think is going to be a major part of the Georgia offense. Now, this doesn't necessarily change that, but as you said, it definitely calls into question about whether or not you will see that during this game against Clemson. Weird irony that Branson Robinson is probably a little healthier now than Roderick Robinson, at least by appearances, after for most of this year, Roderick, from a health standpoint, being far ahead of where Branson was now that flips. The closer we get to game time, the more I assume that Trevor Etienne, who obviously talked about dealing with a little bit of a legal situation, dealt with that. You know, that was resolved kind of in his favor. I think now my assumption is he's well within his rights to expect to play. My guess is that's probably what Georgia will do. And you'll also see, you know, Georgia rotating a lot at running back too, because the most buzzed about player in many ways this fall camp for Georgia has been the freshman Nate Frazier, who you know, seemingly had another, you know, impressive scrimmage on Saturday based on people who were there, and certainly the previous week also earned some positive buzz too. So I would say, if you're thinking about like winners and losers, or, you know, most laudable position groups from fall camp, I'd say the Georgia running back group has probably been that, despite the fact that Roderick Robinson is dealing with a little bit of an injury right now.
Well, let's break it down and, like, just say, I don't know, for a round number sake, that Georgia runs the ball 30 times against Clemson. They'll probably run it more than that, but just for the sake of ease, say they run the ball 30 times. How would you predict that those carries would be broken down by player?
So I'm going to show my, you know, lack of success with arithmetic here. If Roderick Robinson was healthy, I'd say that he and Etienne would probably get about 70 or 80% of those snaps. And then the number three guy would get, you know, like the 30% or so that was left over. But the fact that Roderick Robinson is now not healthy, I think that becomes a little bit more mysterious, because, like, the one thing that Nate, you say, well, just get more carries for Nate Frazier. But the truth is, Nate Frazier and Roderick Robinson are very different running backs, right, in that, you know, Frazier's a little bit more elusive guy. You know, I think probably maybe the superior athlete in that group, but he's not the kind of pounded between the tackles back right now that Roderick Robinson probably was. So now you're left to wonder, okay, well, then does Branson Robinson now get way more carries than you know, thought he was probably going to, because he obviously, when healthy, does have the physical, you know, ability to really kind of be the pound it between the tackles type guy. A lot of that comes down to how healthy he really is. So we may see Georgia disperse those carries much more evenly among, you know, three, if Chauncey Bowens is involved, maybe four guys. You know, we may see a little bit more of a dispersion there than we otherwise would, because kind of the classic thunder and lightning that Rod Robinson and Trevor Etienne would have been, all of a sudden now you don't quite have that. So maybe they more equally distribute this now. That may be the safest overall bet here at the moment.
As we get closer to this game, B.A., and obviously we'll talk more about the game next week when we get you on, which will be game week. Any growing concerns that you might not have had before this training camp opened up?
Yeah, I mean, I would say that you got a lingering injury for Warren Brinson along the defensive line. Sounds like Xavier McCloud maybe a little bit banged up too, I think. And so, you know, Georgia obviously needs, I think, an improved performance from its defensive line this year compared to the sort of total performance from a year ago. And it sounds like, you know, Jordan Hall is still banged up. So it sounds like, you know, they are less than 100% right now at the defensive line position. So if you want to see the best of Georgia, and in particular the best of Georgia from that defensive line spot, it does sound like it's going to be a little difficult to do that, just given some kind of nagging injury situation, I think varying degrees of severity. So if you ask me what I'm concerned about right now, I think that's where my concerns would kind of center in on.
Brandon Adams joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, host of the Dog Nation Daily Podcast, joins us every Tuesday to talk Georgia football. What are you hearing about what to expect in the secondary next Saturday? I mean, we know Malachi Starks is going to be back there. Sounds like Dan Jackson probably will be as well at safety. Maybe KJ Bolden sooner rather than later, but not sure. And it sounds like Janelle Aguero probably going to be the star. But what are you hearing about the corners and how all of that is going to break down?
Yeah, so I would say of the position groups where a battle was taking place, the most decided outcome, I believe, is probably Janelle Aguero. He is the nickelback, as Georgia calls it, the star. A lot of defense call it that. That's what's going to be the case. I do believe that KJ Bolden, as an incoming freshman, is going to be a player too tough to keep off the field. I think there was some chatter that maybe Bolden may have been slowed down a little bit during fall camp, so that may be enough to kind of allow Dan Jackson, who for all intents and purposes seemed to have had a good fall camp, maybe that gives him enough of an edge to be starter in the game against Clemson. But obviously the assumption would be that Bolden will play, and maybe the correct assumption will also be that over the course of the season he might overtake Jackson and get that starting job, just maybe not by the game against Clemson. At the cornerback spot, seems like, you know, Dalen Everett has probably done well enough given the experience that he's had, where my assumption would be that he's probably starting at one of the cornerback spots. The best that I can tell is, based on, you know, just people that I've talked to that have seen some of these scrimmages, sounds like Julian Humphrey may have been a little bit ahead of Daniel Harris, who may be a little bit ahead of Ellis Robinson. But in some form or fashion, I think all three of those cornerbacks will probably find a role at some point in time this year. But I'd say the safest bets are Everett at one corner, maybe Humphrey at the other, Aguero certainly at the star, Malachi Starks rock solid at the one safety spot, and maybe Jackson slightly ahead of Bolden for now, with plenty of time for that to maybe change over the course of the fall.
B.A., obviously Carson lost his go-to guy in Brock Bowers, his other go-to guy, Ladd McConkey. If you had to take a guess right now of the returning guys, who do you think would he be the most comfortable with in being his go-to guy?
I think Dominic Lovett would be very close to that answer for me. I think that Dylan Bell would probably be the next closest name for me on that, just because Bell did play a lot last year. I think that Lovett's in a much bigger role. But this is a guy who has had, you know, productive, you know, performances in the SEC. Had a very big year at Missouri 2 years ago, for instance. And so I think for me, it'd probably start with Bell and Lovett. I think that Oscar Delp, I mean, you know, Brandy, I know how much you love the tight end position, of course. I think the closer we get to all of this, the more you have, not Brock Bowers, of course, but the more you have to assume that Oscar Delp is also going to be a very big part of this Georgia offense. So I'd start with some of those guys who played, like Lovett, you know, like Bell.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know, like Oscar Delp, and I'd say that the beginning framework of what Georgia's going to be in the passing game probably starts with guys like that.
You think Georgia's going to be installing QR code decals on the backs of their helmets before the Clemson game?
You know, I did see that. Listen, I mean, I guess any idea is kind of, you know, fair game here. And it's always interesting to me that some of these programs sort of, and this is not meant to be disrespectful, but sort of below the level of like what a Georgia is or one of these top 10 teams are, they're the ones that have a little bit more, you know, freedom to be creative about that. Right. I mean, listen, we're in a day and age where you almost wonder now if some of these football teams aren't going to be a little bit like what minor league baseball used to be, yep, where it's all kinds of crazy marketing ideas.
Exactly,
just throwing everything
the example
to wall.
I was going to give. Exactly the
comparison. You know, to see what sticks. And, you know, this is sort of that deal here. But, I mean, the old school thing used to be where you'd kind of walk off the field holding your helmet, you know, kind of with the hard part kind of facing down so that the part where you stick your head's facing up. People could just sort of drop money in there like it was an offering plate. You know, I guess this is the sort of new version of that.
For people that don't know, by the way, Oklahoma State is going to have QR codes on the back of their football helmets. And you can watch the game. And while you're watching the game, if you like what a guy's done, you scan the QR code and you can send some money over to their collective. So,
can I also say this? This has got nothing to do with nothing, but has anything over the course of the last 4 or 5 years had a better comeback than the QR code?
Nothing.
Like, this is technology that's actually pretty old. It's been around for a while. Showed up, completely disappeared, then kind of like post-pandemic, QR codes have sort of been all the rage again.
That's a great, point. Like, hand sanitizer and QR codes really got a bump. And Amazon.
Amazon really got
a bump from COVID. Not everybody benefited from it, but QR codes certainly did. BA,
I think so.
We appreciate the time, man.
Appreciate
you,
B.
Good to be with you guys, as always.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.